Hello ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ken Fallon and this is another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today's show is a bit different. It's being recorded on an Airbus 320. Dave Yates, eat your heart out. Sorry for the poor sound quality, but we have to make do with what we have. This episode is on Bash loops. I got the idea to do this show from the TIT Radio episode on loops. So I'm going to start off explaining what a loop is. A loop is a series of commands executed in order, one after the other, and then once the last command has been executed, the first command is repeated and so on ad infinitum. In actual fact, that's where they... I'll pause it for a while. Now, a loop is a series of commands that are executed over and over again. Now, what I've just described there is an infinite loop. Now, it's not as scary as it sounds, because an infinite loop is kind of essentially a daemon, for want of a better word. So a typical process might, your Apache daemon will listen for activity on port 80. If it doesn't find any, it'll go to sleep and then it'll wait a while and then it will continue listening on port 80. So that's a daemon. If you want to do a infinite loop in Bash, the easiest one to do is while space true, press enter, do, press enter, clear screen, press enter, df, press enter, sleep 10, press enter, done. And what that does is while something's true, while it's true, and by default it will be, you're going to execute commands to clear the screen, show me the disk space, sleep for 10 seconds, and then continue on ad infinitum. Now to escape out of that, you just hold on the control key and press C, and that will escape out of that. However, for most programming purposes, we actually use things called conditions, which are very useful. So rather than use while true, we'll go while x equals 1, and then do. But I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself there. So if we talk about conditions for a minute, imagine for instance we have an Android that will do our every recall, and you tell the Android, go to the well, take the bucket, fill it with water, bring the bucket full with water up to the barrel, empty it into the barrel, and continue doing that. That is essentially an infinite loop. To escape out of that, you'd need to press Control C, which will tell the Android to stop doing it. But the other thing that you might use is a thing called a variable, which is essentially a piece of chalkboard, and at the top of the chalkboard is the name of the chalkboard, which we will call count in this case. So you might tell the Android to go down to the well, and every time that it fills a bucket of water, that it should write the number on the chalkboard. And then if it finds a number, it should add one to the number. So you can say, go to the well until the chalkboard has the number 10 written on it. Every time you go to the well, add one. So that is incrementing a variable. So if you wanted to use that in a simple for loop, you could do for space number space 1, 2, 3. Press enter, do, press enter, echo, my number is space dollar number. And then press enter after the dollar number and type done. Now, you'll see a pattern begin to emerge in loops. You have to give a criteria, and then the do and the done tells Bash that this piece is the piece that needs to be repeated over and over again. And the reason I put the dollar in front of number was so that I could distinguish between the string, please enter a number, which is just a string, and then the name of the chalkboard, which is dollar number. So if you run that program, it will say this number is 1 the first time, 2 the second time, 3 the third time, as it loops through the program. Congratulations, you've just done a loop. Now the order I give you is very handy if you're writing a bash script, but if you want to write that on a command line, you need to tell bash that a line has come. You can simply put a semicolon in between the various different bits. So while for number in space 1, 2, 3, you need to put a new line. Instead of putting a new line, you can put a semicolon, then type do, and then you can put your echo, the number is dollar number, and instead of putting a new line, you can put a semicolon and then type the word done. And that means you can generate loops on the command line without having to worry about new lines. Now we've already discussed the for loop, and we've discussed the while loop. So in the while loop, I just had while true, but you could also have while read line, semicolon do, echo dollar line, semicolon done. Now this seems a bit odd. What it'll do is it's a loop that will wait for input, and then once input comes, it'll display it on the screen. Not very useful, you might think, but what you can do at the end of that is use the redirect arrow, so redirecting in, so that is the less than sign, so a point going to a V, anyway, less than sign, and then type a file name x.txt or something, and what that will do, it'll echo the contents of x.txt and display it on the screen. So that can be very useful. One thing you might want to do with the variables is enclose them in double quotes, so that if there are spaces in the variables, that they won't be iterated every time you go through the loop. And that's about all. I can record now, because I have to turn off the recording.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.